This is Family Worship Experience International, a place of worship, word, and intimacy. Join us as we take a walk into the life-changing Word of God with Apostle Jonathan Shekonia.
Just the voices. Father, thank you for tonight. Thank you for you are set to visit us in profound ways. You are set to visit us to inspire our lives, to challenge us. And Lord, tonight, may no one remain the same. May no one remain the same. Let there be a transformation. Let there be a transition from one level to another. Thank you, great and mighty one. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Great are you. Do you believe your God is great? Come on, great are you, Lord.
Great are you, Lord.
Great are you, Lord.
Great
are you,
Lord.
Great are you, Lord.
Great
are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Can you just lift your hands and declare to the Lord tonight? Great are you, Lord.
Great
are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord.
Great
are you, Lord.
Great are you, Lord.
Great are you, Lord. Are you, Lord? Are you, Lord? Just the voices, wherever you are, declare, great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord.
Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord.
Let the Lord hear your voice tonight, telling him how mighty, how great he is. Just look beyond your present level, declare, great are you, Lord. He's able to make all grace abound.
Oh, great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord.
Kolabashate kebrianda kaya. Zido boko shabalate. Brada silende koshate kebrande vrisulina mandesha. Leke baroska babrianda la satete boko shabriata. Lega barasi mandesha te bokonski balate briata ka. Jekete balada broski babalande sande shata. Lega bara subashate keskila rabashandosa. Leka bakosko palata baraske balata broski balata baroshataya. Ikasa balata baraske brashola bateke bradish. Zilama mando shabri tete bashke blifataya la doshataya. Ela baroski baya. Can you just pray in tongues for 1 minute and edify yourself? Jabara telana shamba toso komo shalata ela rosa bako shabaladea barate ko sabalena ya erabasha kabasika balate erabaya male soko mokonski prende pretelina hash zebrata konsope leke priata bashketea lahara shata elamba rosataya. For indeed tonight someone's life will shift to a new level, a new phase, a new season. Shalabarata kaba shalada babriya da 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 rosha la rabashataya. Oh, we give you glory and praise. Ah, 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 ah,
to draw from you again. Hey.
to draw from you again. Yeah. We've come to drink from you. To drink from you again. Yeah. We've come to suck. We've come to suck. Shalab. Shalabarasom lateka barataya. Lord, tonight our hearts are open to bring from this Father. Our hearts are open to be refreshed in the Spirit. La rabande soba lati ananda sha. Erababa yekon soba lete priyata. Can you just lift your hands wherever you are? Lift your hands. Just lift your hands. Increase the strings a little and increase the volume. Let your hands be lifted and let your ears be open. Open the ears of your spirit. For so many of you are going to hear the sounds of the Spirit. You will hear the sounds of the Spirit. La rosa baya katela paros kebeti. Lenda barate kesina no shatalania. Lekabara sopeketebelata. Sabala raton sopeketia. Lord, tonight, let there be a visitation. The visitation of the Almighty. 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 La rabata kabashon nalate. For blessed is he who comes in the name of our God. Blessed is he who comes in the name of our God. Lord, tonight we come in your name and we ask that you turn our lives around. Let us be refreshed in your presence. Let everyone tonight drink of the fountain of the Spirit. Thank you, dear Lord. Thank you, dear Lord. Thank you Lord for your glory, for your presence, for your glory, for your presence, for your glory, for your presence, for your glory. In Jesus' mighty name we worship. Hallelujah. If you can be seated, please change the key. If you can be seated. You mean so much to me. You mean so much to me. I love you, Lord. Lord, you mean so much to me.
so much to me. I love your light, love you, Lord. You mean so much to me. You mean so much to me. I love you, Lord. Ola Nania Shada. You mean so much to me. You mean so much to me. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I love you, Lord. You mean so much to me. You mean so much to me. I love you, Lord. You mean so much to me. You mean so much to me. I love you, Lord. You mean so much to me. You mean so much to me. I love.
Can you just tell him how much you love him in 1 minute? Please go ahead, whisper to him. Tell him how much you love him. For me, he means more than ministry, more than preaching, more than marrying, more than having a name, more than being famous, more than wealth, more than silver, more than a job.
Let me want what you want, oh my dear Lord. Let me love what you love, oh dear Lord. For that is how you design my life to be. Help me, Lord, to live life I ought to live. And let me want what you want, oh my dear Lord. Let me love what you love, oh dear Lord. That is how you design this life to be. Help me, Lord, to live like I ought to live. Allah, take me to the place where I have no will that is separate from your will. Allah, take me to the place where I have no choice that is separate from your choice. To be lost in you is my desire. To be all for you is all I want. Allah, take me to the place where I have no choice
God is separate from your choice. Oh Lord, take me to the place where I have no will. That is separate from your will. To be lost in you, it is my desire. To be all is so want. I have just one life to live, and it must glorify you. I am yours, O Lord, in time and for all eternity. I have just one life.
I have just one life to live,
and it must glorify. I am yours and for all your life by you. And it must glorify you. Yeah. All eternity. I have just one life. And for all eternity, I have just one life, and it must glorify. Oh, I am yours, and for all eternity, I have just one life to live, and it must glorify you. I am yours, O Lord, in time and for all.
Please be seated if you can. Please remove the echo. Pastor Tom, can you come? Come. Let me pray for you. I will want the Lord to usher you into a consistent realm of what you sow in your ministration. Lift your two hands.
There is a hunger in my heart, and it's from the depths of my soul. It is a cry for the glory of the Lord. There is nothing in this life that can quench this hunger, Lord. It is a cry for the glory of the Lord. There is a cry in my heart, and it's from the depths of mine. It is a cry for the glory of the Lord. There is nothing in this life that can quench this hunger, Lord. It is a cry for the glory of the Lord. It is a cry for the glory of the Lord. It is a cry for the glory of the Lord. It is a cry, Romans chapter 8, for the glory of the Lord. Oh, oh, it is a cry, and it's for the glory of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Abba Father, Abba,
Abba Father,
Abba Father, Abba Father, Abba Father, Abba Father, Abba Father, Holy Spirit.
It's His desire that we come into fellowship with the Spirit.
Oh, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit.
This is a place of intimacy. It's a place of koinonia. It's a place where the word of God is taught. It's a place of worship. When you come like this, you should expect this kind of atmosphere. And you should never take it for granted. Your life can be changed in a moment. In a moment.
Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, thou art welcome in. You mean so much to us in this house. You mean so much to us. We love you, Lord.
Precious Spirit of God.
You mean so much to me. So much to me. I love you, Lord.
Can you just whisper it one more time, everybody? You mean so much to me.
You mean so much to me.
Oh,
I love.
Tell him one more time. You mean so much, so much to me.
You mean so much to me.
You mean so
much to me. I love you.
You mean so much to me.
You mean so much.
Are you telling the truth?
So
and of course, if you don't mean it, you can be quiet. But if you mean this, tell him two more times. You mean so much.
You mean so much. Oh, so
means
so much.
saints. Now be seated if you can. Be seated. Reduce the string now. Reduce the strings. There is something, like I've told you before, that is higher and more than prayer and fasting. There is something more than prayer and fasting. I'm telling you this. I've experienced it in my little walk with God. There is something more than prayer and fasting. You can kill yourself fasting. You can kill yourself fasting. Kill yourself praying. If you don't have this one thing I'm about to mention now, you will never get what you are looking for. It is called a passionate and sincere love for God. A passionate and sincere, genuine love for God. Not just loving Him because you want to use Him to get what you want. No. Not loving Him because you want an admission. No. Not loving Him because you want a job. No. Not loving Him because you want to get married. No. A genuine love. A sincere love. When that becomes your experience, a little prayer and fasting will produce massive energy in the spirit. There are a lot of people that are fasting and are still not seeing this thing. This should be, and this is the missing link. A genuine, not just claiming, Lord, I love you. We see all of these things in church. Not just, Lord, I love you. Lord, I love you. I can die for you. No, no. I mean a genuine love. You mean it from your heart. And He knows. Not just convincing yourself within your locality and within your house. No. Not convincing yourself in your prayer altar because you want Him to manifest outside. No. Loving Him genuinely, sincerely, and let Him be aware. When that becomes the experience, brothers and sisters, the things people are running after will be running after you. When that becomes the experience, the Bible says, seek first the kingdom. That's what He was talking about. The kingdom is not a house. Seek first. And then He said, every other thing, these things that the world are running after, will run after you. Seek first. And you have to be sincere in your passion. Sincere in your pursuit. This is what I'm going to talk about briefly, because this night I want it to be like our night of retreating. You retreat within yourself. I know you are sitting around crowds of people, but gather yourself alone tonight. We're going to pray towards the end of this teaching. Retreat within yourself and then begin to ask God questions. Lord, check me and see. I know I've been shouting I love you, but am I telling the truth or I'm lying? Because it's within your nature as a human being to lie. He said, God is not a man that He should lie. Is that true? So that lying, or lies as it were, is reserved for this realm. And because of the fallen nature of man, he lies. He said, God is not a man. So you can be saying, Lord, I love you. And in sincerity, he checks and realizes that you don't even love him. All of this thing you are saying is because there is something that is pushing you. That is, this love you are talking about is sponsored by lust. That is something you are looking for the day you get it. You will package him and keep him one side and say, Lord, thank you, I've gotten it after all. When that is it, you will never get him. I'm giving you an answer to your prayer. You will never get him. There is no point praying. This is where it is. A passionate love. When you see me come and worship like this, it's not because I want to make you know I can sing. I don't even sing. This is something I do when I'm alone. I can stretch for hours alone doing this. And he knows. I've said it again and again. If you think I'm lying, anywhere you see him, ask him whether I love him or not. No, ask him. Ah, he knows. A passionate love for God. A genuine love for God. It weighs beyond prayer and fasting. If you can add this to your fasting life, add this to your prayer life, you will be amazed the things you will see in your life. You will be surprised. Lord, tonight as a house, we love you. We love you sincerely. 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 We do love you. Not just because we want to use you to get what we want. No. Not because we want to become wealthy, not because we know you can give people money. We know you can give people gold and silver. We know you can give people husband and wives. We know you can give children. But beyond all of these things, beyond all of these things, you are the one. You are. Romans 8:35. You mean so much. It said, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Meaning there is a possibility of a man coming in between you and Christ. He said, who shall separate us? That's a question for everyone tonight. The retreat starts now. As I talk, you are retreating with the Lord. Who can separate you, you as a person? Is he your boyfriend, your fiancé, your father? You love your mother too much that you can do anything for her. You can even drop every spiritual whatever for her. You love her so much. Oh, there is a lady in your life you love so much, and you can go any mile, even if it means going outside the will of God, just for her. The Bible is asking a question. He said, who? Mention that person in your life that has the propensity to separate you from this intimacy, this fellowship. There is one. There might be one. So who is the person that can separate you from the love of Christ? Quietly, as you sit and retreat within yourself, if there is any, the retreat starts now. You listen, if God is not number one in your life, he's not even interested in being number two. Until you are ready to make him one, forget about being two. He is not interested. He must be a priority in your life, a priority, number one on the list. You make him number two, he's not interested. Listen, if he's not Lord of all, he's not ready to be Lord at all. You must be willing. He said, who shall separate us from the love? Kodabashataya. Who shall separate us? He said, shall persecutions? Because he started listing them. Shall tribulation? Are you going through tough times now? And it looks like this is weighing your love, your appetite for God down. Distress, hard times, persecutions. There are people now that don't believe you. All of these things you are doing, they'll look at you and say, all of this, your spirituality, how are you even sure you are making progress? And then when they tell you things like this, you withdraw alone and you are crying. He's asking a question. Shall persecution affect your love for me? Who shall separate you? It's a question. Who? Famine, you don't have what to eat. Maybe you came in here hungry. And when you live here, you are not even sure of what to eat this night. You are a bachelor or a lady or something, and you don't even know what you're going to eat. He's asking a question. Is that sufficient for you to just withdraw and begin to insult the Lord? Nakedness, you complain you don't have clothes. So it's time to go for service. You say, can my clothes are not even new. When you go there, everybody is wearing nice, nice clothes. Brothers and sisters, if you don't have the nice clothes, arrange the one you have now, wear it well, and nothing separates you. When you come around like this, brothers and sisters, forget about who is sitting by your side. This is the matter of life and destiny. No, if you come for meetings like this and what you are looking at is the person around you, okay, this guy is wearing suit, he's wearing a pocket square, look at me, I don't even have a suit. If that's what brings you to meeting like this, you are not yet serious. When you come around like this, it's a matter of life and destiny. Whoever gave him the suit can give you your own if you are serious. There is nothing anybody has that he was not given. Is that true? Nothing. And this is why you are not even supposed to be intimidated. If you have a car or you have a house today and I don't have, if I can be serious with the person, the same person that gave you that car will give me mine. Nakedness, peril, or sword. What shall separate us? Next verse. As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all day long. We are counted as sheep for a slaughter. Next verse. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that strengthened us. Verse 38. For I am persuaded, I am too convinced, that neither death. Have your love for God reached this point? No. Don't be quick to shout. Have your love for God arrived at this point?
It's possible you've been able to manage verse 35, peril, persecution, and all of these things. Now look at this. He said, "I am, for me, Paul the apostle talking, I am persuaded. I've left that class of nakedness or people talking against me, making me to no. I've passed that level. This is where I am. I am persuaded that not even death, not life, not angels, not principality, not powers, nothing present or things to come, none of these things have the propensity." He said, "No height in life, no depth." Because brothers and sisters, listen. It's not just challenges that have the possibility of affecting your love. Even lifting and success can make people withdraw from God. Let me tell you the truth. It's not just that you are poor and broke. In fact, let me tell you this. That you are wealthy means you have so much to handle, so much. So a man can be rising in life, and he gets to a point and he has left the Lord since he's not even aware. So he keeps doing business as usual, like Benihin said. He said, many preachers have been fired, they don't even know. They are no longer in business. God is not counting them as preachers, they don't even know. So a man can truly be rising in life, get to a point where God has left him and he thinks he's still with God. So what shall separate you from the love of God? For me, I love him. I love him. I started loving him before we even got to where we are now. And we'll keep loving him till we get whatever he attempts to give us or intends to give us. We will keep loving him. Let me show you something in Job 1. Can you give us the book of Job chapter 1? Job 1, verse 1. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. And that man was perfect and upright, a man that eschews evil, not because he was poor. No, not because he was poor. He was wealthy, blessed, and he still worked with the Lord, passionately loved the Lord, like the Bible says about Enoch. And Enoch walked with God, a man perfect, upright, still worked. You would be lying if you think he only loved God because he had cars and had everything. No, the love was there before the wealth came, and I will prove it to you. The love was there even when nothing was there. A passionate love. This must be your resolution tonight. It must be that, Lord, if you choose to make me wealthy, I love you. Even if you choose to keep me here, I still love you. It doesn't change anything. It might be hard to make statements like that. There are prayers I've made, and when I'm making them, I'll be asking myself, Jonathan, are you sure? Are you sure? Lord, if you choose to lift me, I love you. And if you choose to leave me around this environment, around this locality, or in this level for a lifetime, my love for you will never be affected. Never. It's a resolution you must make. And when God is certain that these things you are saying, you mean them, listen, there is nothing he cannot give you. Nothing. Job, a wealthy man. Can we read through? Give us the next verse. Let's just examine this. And there were born unto him 7 sons and 3 daughters. There are people who are barren, they don't even have. This guy was fruitful. 7 sons, 3 daughters, still in love with God. Next verse. His substance also was 7,000 sheep. You know all of this story. You know all of this. Just the sheep he had, the Bible said, for having these things, he was the greatest man in the east. His God was not even mentioned. Monetary value was not even there, just the rams and the goats and everything. The Bible said, for these ones, they qualified him to be the greatest man in the east. You, what do you have now? You know, people can have little breakthrough, and the next thing, their love for God is no longer there. And let me show you something. Give us from verse 6. Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came among them. Next verse. And the Lord said unto Satan, whence comest thou? Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and from the earth, walking up and down. You see, and if your life is like this, you need help. There are people who are just walking up and down. Their legs can never, when we talk about retreating with the Lord, it's like you are saying something out of the retreat for 2 days. You are alone with God. 1 day you are alone with God. No, their legs is like something is poison in their leg. They can never stay. And those kind of people are the people that want God to use them. You hear them tell, no, the Lord is taking me far. And you can't spend time. Let me tell you something. This generation will not look for you because you are nice. This generation will not even look for you because you wear nice clothes. Not because you are even handsome or beautiful. No. There are beautiful people up and down. Are you aware? They will look for you when you have something they need. I'm telling you, they will look for you the day you get what they need. No. You think it's because I'm handsome that you are here? No. There is something that brings people. When that become your light, you might not even be a pastor, but your light become like a magnet, magneting everybody that is necessary for your destiny. That's what the presence of God make happen. Yeah. Let's keep the scripture. Walking up and down. Verse 8. Then the Lord said unto Satan, hast thou considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a perfect and an upright man? How many people has God given a profile about? Very few in scripture. He called David a man after my heart. He called Abraham my friend. I don't even know what he's saying about me. Oh God, I want to know what you are saying about me. Because listen, whatever you call yourself is still a lie until you hear what God is saying. I don't care the name you call yourself. Emoji, apostle, you are lying until you hear what God is saying. I'm a great man of God. I'm up and down doing ministry. So busy. I do this, I do that. All of it, wrap it up together, is a lie until you hear what God is saying. This is God giving the profile of a man. Perfect, upright, a man that loves me and eschews evil. And then watch and see. This is my place of interest. Verse 9. Then Satan answered the Lord and said, doth Job fear God for nothing? The Lord taught me this thing some years back. Watch this. He said, doth Job fear God for nothing? Is it not because you're giving him this and that prosperity? You build a hedge around him. Nothing touches him. Job is not fearing you for nothing. Let me tell you the mindset Satan has about humanity and believers especially. Satan believed that all of this, your busyness, is just because you are looking for something from God. Think about it. This is it. He believes that all of this, your busyness, doing all of these things for God and you are up and down, he believes is just because there is something hidden in your heart you are looking for from God. And he believes that if with time God doesn't give you that thing, you have the tendency of withdrawing and saying, Lord, I'm not doing again. And that's exactly the life of many. After a while, they are pursuing something. It looks like it's not coming. Then they say, Lord, you didn't tell me it was going to take this long. This and that and that. And then they begin to withdraw. You ask them, what's wrong? You say, God is not just trying for me. Things are not working. Doth Job fear God for nothing? I understand the kind of God we serve. Watch this. The Bible says he is the rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Is that true? You can never walk with God sincerely. Let me tell you the truth. You can never walk with him sincerely and your life is a shame. Never. Or your life is bankrupt. Things are not working left, right, center. No. Even if it looks like right now you are still going through your making process, let me tell you what God does with people. At least I've worked a little with him. Let me tell you what he does. He will never allow your life all rounder remain stagnant. He will pinpoint an area or pick an area of your life and give you a little result. Then that becomes like a consolation for other areas. So if you feel like giving up, you now check and realize that, but academically God is helping me. So I cannot say God is not faithful. And because of that, you are empowered to continue. That moment is your moment of building. Or you look around, realize that, I know spiritually I'm not too dear, but God gave me a job. I know that God have helped me financially, but this is the area. He will always make sure that there is an area of your life that is producing a little result. And that's to encourage you as a human being. The Bible says he rewards those who diligently.
Not those who seek him, those who diligently.
That's the God you serve. So Satan now believes that everybody who is loving God is loving him because of something. And I have a question for you tonight. Why are you loving the Lord? Is it because you want him to give you a husband? The day he gives you a husband, will you still be in church? I've counseled people. Even this week, I met somebody say, "Sir, Apostle, it's because of my child, though. Now this my boy is so stubborn. If I carry him to church, he'll be making noise. So I prefer being at home with him." Really? Don't shout. You've not gotten your baby yet. The baby you ask God for right now is the same baby that is keeping you at home. You don't want to come to church? I said, really? It could be tomorrow God has given you a what do I call now? Or you now have a husband. You've been crying, "Lord, give me a husband." Now you have a husband. You are married. "Oh yeah, where are you?" You say, "My husband, no. If I leave him, my husband is usually sad. So I just stay back so that he'll be happy." Really? Who shall separate us? And you don't shout now until you are in it. You can tell us now, nothing can separate. No, wait a minute. Or tomorrow your face is all around billboard. Anywhere they pass, they see your face. Everywhere you are now the man God is using in town. And then God is now looking for you. 5 months ago, I've not seen you in the secret place. Where have you been? Then he said, "Lord, I've been busy doing ministry. Are you not the one that sent me?" If that becomes your life, let me tell you what you did with the Lord. You used him as a ladder to climb that height. But remember, the ladder you use in climbing, you will need it when coming down. No, you will need it when coming down. Never get to a point where you feel, "I've gotten there." Because let me tell you this. Any level you get to in God is an invitation to something higher. Any level is an, if you can be faithful in that level, is an invitation to something higher. "You mean so much to me. So much to me. I love you, Lord." Job had wealth. He loved the Lord. Even when everything was not there, he loved the Lord. Destroyed everything. "Doth Job fear you for nothing?" And watch this. Each time Satan, give us verse 10. "Has thou not made a hedge around him?" The day something happened. There's a dear lady that testified here last week. She was going home, and all of these guys that collect people's bag just dragged something. You were here, right? She came with a bruise here. Question, if you were the one, would you have come to church again? Because she was leaving the church. That's when that thing happened to her. Terribly injured. Will you come to church again? Is it not because you built a hedge around him? Around his household? Now the day you lost the uncle that has been helping you, see the way you take the things of God, as if God is not faithful again. Someone promised you something and he didn't redeem it. Now you are shouting on the Lord, "Habba, Habba." "Thou hast blessed the work of his hands, and his substance is increased in the land." Satan came back to God. He said, "Put forth now thy hand," see this, "and touch all that he has, and he will curse you to your face." Can you imagine Satan daring God? You are giving me the profile of Job. You think he loves you that much? "Touch him now, he will curse you to your face." He lost everything. You know the story. Chapter 2, he was still healthy. Satan came and said, "Is it not because you preserve his health? Touch him." He was afflicted with boils. And if you read chapter 2 verse 11, give us from verse 11. Chapter 2 from verse 11. Kolabaya. Now when Job's three friends, let me show you the degree of his affliction. Because you could just sit and think it was something cheap. When his friends heard, all of them gathered together, next verse, to comfort him. The intent was to comfort him. And when they lifted up their eyes far off and knew him not, this is their friend, a wealthy man. Now they are looking at him, they don't know him. The Bible said they lifted up their voices and wept. They rent everyone his mantle and sprinkled dust upon them. Next verse.
So they sat down on the ground. How many days? Not talking, crying. 7 days. You, when you lost your father, did people help you cry like that? The affliction of this man was terrible. 7 days. People sat down. Nobody was able to utter a word. All these things happened to you. And then his wife came to him. Verse 9 and 10. He said, do you still love the Lord? Do you still hold your integrity? Cross this God and die. And Job said, why are you talking like one of these foolish women? When the Lord blessed us, all of us were happy. Now he has taken it. Brothers and sisters, you don't just love God now. We will see whether you love God when you become the person you are desiring from God to become. Huh? We will know. The one you are shouting now is true. No, it's true. We are not condemning you. But we will truly know when you become a millionaire. We will truly know when you now have the kind of car you desire to drive. We will know the day you get the kind of ministry you want. Now, the anointing is moving. Everything is working. There is no stress. We will know. It's at that point we will know. Job himself gave us a description of his affliction. Let's just see that briefly before I show you two more scriptures and then we'll pray. Job 19. Can you give it to us? You mean so much to me. You mean so much to me. 19 from verse 1. I love you, Lord. Job now answered in response to his friends. Next verse. How long will he vex my soul and break me in pieces with words? Verse 3. These 10 times have ye reproached me. Ye are not ashamed that you make yourself strange to me. The guys now started pretending they don't know him. Have you come to that point where your friends desert you? You know there are a lot of people that have this fear of losing people around them. God has blessed you with friends. The next thing you are scared. What if this person leaves my life? What if this person leave my life? Look at the covenant friends of Job leaving him. They are now strange to him. Have you come to that point? If at all you've gotten to that point, what was your reaction to the Lord? Give us from verse 13. Let's just continue from verse 13. Verse 13, quickly. He had put my brethren far from me, and my acquaintance are very estranged from me. My kinsfolk have failed, and my familiar friends have forgotten about me. Are you at that point? If you are there, do you still love the Lord? Who shall separate us? They that dwell in my house, watch this, and my maids count me as a stranger. I am now an alien in their sight. Can you imagine the people that are servants in your house? I called my servant and he gave me no answer. The person you will send and pay salary, look at this. I called my servant and they gave me no answer. I entreated him with my mouth and begging him. My breath is even strange to my wife. Who is supposed to take care of you in your affliction? Your wife? Watch this. Even his wife. Though I entreated for the children's sake of my own body. Yea, young children despise me. Remember chapter 29. He said when young men see him. When the Lord was still with him, giving us an account now. Young men see him and they run to hide. Old men see him and they pay obeisance. Now look at what he's saying. That young people see me and they despise me. I arose and they spake against me. Next verse. All my inward friends abhor me, and whom I love are turned against me. Have you been to this point? My bones cleave to my skin and to my flesh. I am escaped with the skin of my teeth. Have pity upon me. Have pity upon me. Oh, my friends, for the hand of God have touched me. Why do you persecute me as God and are not satisfied with my flesh? Oh, that my words were now written. Oh, that they were printed in a book. That they were graven in an iron pen and laid in the rock forever. Verse 25, my place of interest. For I know in all of these things happening to me. Somebody read this. I know. Oh, yeah.
that my Redeemer.
You mean so much to me.
With all of these things, put your afflictions together. The ones that are threatening your love for God, are they up to this? No, compare them. Are they up to this? Is why I read the scripture. Compare the things you have been crying and shouting and telling the Lord is not faithful about. Put them together and compare them to this. If they are not up to this, then lift your voice and declare this. For I know my Redeemer liveth. Chapter 13, verse 15. Going through all of these things, see what Job said. 13:15. Kabalate kosubrande kataya lemana shata. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him, and I will maintain my own ways, my integrity, my passion, my love for, I will maintain all before him. 14:14. I'm sure Satan would have been so amazed. If a man die, shall he live again? All the days of my appointed time, I will wait. I'm waiting on God until my change comes. I will wait. You are my diet and my necessary food. Your presence is all I need, and I can live without you. You are my diet and my necessary food. Your presence is all I need, and I can live without you. Oh, take me deeper, Lord. Oh, with you. Oh, please take me deeper, Lord. Oh, with you. You are my diet and my necessary food. Your presence is all I need, and I can live without you. Deuteronomy 6.
And you are my diet and my necessary food. Your presence is all I need, and I can live without you.
Even when Job was going through all of these things, he said, I have esteemed your word more than my necessary food. That's where we got that song from.
You are my diet and my necessary food. Your presence is all I need, and I can live without you.
Deuteronomy 6:10. Let's see that one scripture and then we'll pray.
Oh,
the Lord was talking to them about loving him, because verse 5, he told them, and thou shalt love the Lord your God with your heart, with your might, and your strength. And after admonishing them and telling them all of these things, look at what he told them.
Take me deeper, Lord. Oh, with you. Oh, take me deeper, Lord.
Deuteronomy 6, verse 10.
Oh, with you.
Tonight, I'm trusting the Lord to usher us into something strange. That you will go from here and love the Lord like never before. You will love him like never before.
Kodabadadosha, take me deeper, Lord. Oh, with you.
All right, are you there? And it shall be when the Lord thy God have brought thee out of the land, brought you into the land which he swear unto thy father, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give thee great and goodly cities, which thou buildest not. This is where God is bringing a lot of people. Say amen. A dimension of wealth and blessing that you know is not your job that brought it. A dimension of wealth and blessing beyond your connection. He said, when the Lord had finished doing this with you, listen carefully, you are the one he's talking to. After that, the Lord has brought you into a city. That dimension of the grace of God, the anointing for miracles, for healing, for deliverance, that prophetic grace you've been looking for, doing everything to get. He's now telling you, giving you an instruction. He said, and it shall be when the Lord thy God have brought thee into that reality. What are you looking for from God? Listen carefully. And it shall come to pass that God is bringing you into that dimension. No, it shall come to pass. Certainly, he's telling you something he will do with you. And listen, in case you've been thinking whether the word of God over your life is true or not, I've come to tell you it's true. Believe what I'm saying. It's true. It's possible it has been delayed because of so many factors, but it's still coming to pass. Then watch this. He said, when the Lord would have brought you into that dimension, into that grace, into that realm of operation, giving you goodly cities, things you know your prayer life didn't get. Because watch this. This last age we are in now, the things God will do with us are beyond our prayers. Most of the things the Lord will do will be tied to his predeterminate counsel. The things he has decided before our time to do with us. So it will not so much be that you are prayerful. That's why I told you, your love for God should just be sincere. Lord, you will take me to that height, but I will still represent you. You will take me to that height, but I will let men see you. If you can position this dimension, position your heart and be in this alignment, there is nothing you won't do. There is absolutely nothing. Forget about your age. Forget about where you come from. Forget about who is your father. Forget about the people you don't know. If your heart can be in alignment, there are a lot of you that will walk in dimensions of wealth that are unimaginable. Remember the Bible says, you shall suck the breast of kings. That's what he's talking about. It will happen in our time. So he's saying, when I would have brought you into this dimension, verse 11, and houses full of good things, which thou fieldest, you don't know how it came about. Listen, me, I know God is bringing me to a point where I will look at my life and say, Lord, you know this one, even this level, you know it's not because I'm the smartest. You just decided to do this with me, and I'm grateful. That's the realm he's bringing us into. I'm telling you. He's bringing you. You will look at yourself and say, Lord, I didn't even go to university. Or maybe all I have is first degree. But look at what my life is. I didn't bargain for this. Do you know that most of the people the Lord is using mightily are those who never even thought they would get to that height? Forget about the people who are making noise and shouting, we are the one, we are warming up. As if it's a football match. We are warming up. We are the one the Lord is preparing to. Just ensure you are in alignment. Most of the people God used. If there are some of you here, you're going to be mighty preachers. You don't even know. Anytime somebody tells you you look like a pastor, you insult the person. But that's where you're going to. Then eventually he opens you up to a dimension that you know that it's not because I qualified for this thing. He just decided to use me. He said he showed mercy to whom? You see it? For some of you, you don't have desire for business, and God is just saying, finish all of this you're praying in tongues. When I'm done with you, I will push you into business and channel the wealth to you. Because for you, I have worked on your greed. If I bless you, I'm sure the money will reach to where I'm sending it. There are a lot of you like that. You don't have desire for business, and God is saying, who is talking about desire? Who is talking about reading books about business? It is good, but I'm going to do something with you beyond what you are taught in class, beyond business seminars. He said, so when he had brought you to this point, houses filled and you didn't feel them, wells that were dug not by you, which thou diggest not, vineyard and olive trees which thou plantest not, when thou shalt have eaten and be full, you've entered into your Sabbath, into your rest, when you have arrived at that point, verse 11, look at the caution. Be careful. He's bringing you there. This is the whole message for tonight. Be careful
I was telling the Lord today, Lord, please, please, don't remove the scripture. Please keep it. Lord, please. Lord, please. I know I love you. But when you had brought me to this point, I want to still be standing. Huh? He said, when you have entered your rest, that dimension, you are, do you know, God has no problem giving you the anointing. He has problem trusting you. Huh? I'm telling you the truth. God has no problem giving you wealth. He has problem trusting you. Look at the way even you yourself is suspecting yourself. You are not done with yourself. Even you, when you were alone, you suspect yourself. You see it? God is saying, this is the thing I'm dealing with. He has no problem giving you what's the anointing. Come on, even when you were born again, it was given to you. Huh? What do you call the prophetic grace? Even donkey spoke in the Bible, didn't they? And he said, when the Holy Spirit is come, he will show you things to come. That's how cheap it is. The problem God has is that, can I even trust you? Can I trust you? Each time you pass and see a massive billboard with a, you just see yourself there. Not because you sincerely know God is taking you there, but this lust. He said, be careful. I'm taking you there. When you arrive there, beware lest you what? You forget the Lord. That you can be married after having 3 children, you forget the Lord. You hear the testimony of that young man. That you can have a good job, 1.5 million naira monthly, and after a while you forget the Lord. You now have a company. Every month, what comes into your account is tens of millions. Now you forget the Lord. Do you think if God bless you with the things you are looking for, you will still be here? No, ask yourself. I want you to be smart. God will not be talking to us like this if he has no plans to bless you. No, be smart. He will never be talking like this if he has no plans making you great. This is like a caution. Be careful when I brought you into that realm, that you don't forget the Lord which brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt, from the house of bondage. He took you from the mire clay. Look at yourself. You are just 26. You have a ministry. People call you daddy, daddy. Even those who are older than you look at you and call you daddy. And now see the way you are pompous. Is that it? Did you earn it? You are young, everybody call you mama, mama, and you like it. Then anybody that just make an attempt to call you your name, you look and say, eh. So you can't check in the spirit to know who is your mate again. Now we are all mate. What name did this lady call me? Did you hear mama? Be careful lest you forget the Lord when you've entered that dimension. Before you got here, they invite you for a program. You just run, you don't even care what's in the program. Now you think you've arrived at a height. When they invite you, you ask them, what kind of microphone do you use? What kind of speakers? What kind of instrument? You don't put me on a bad sound. Really? When the mic will cease, you will be shouting and screaming, ensuring people are blessed. Now you don't care again. He said, be careful when you get to that height. If the Lord is saying there is a tendency to get to that height and forget him, you don't argue with, you will be a liar. You will fool yourself to argue and say, no, if I'm a great man of God, how will I forget the Lord? Be careful. This is the Lord talking. If God bless me, I know I will never depart from him. Keep your mouth shut. Look at this scripture. He said there is that propensity, there is that tendency that you become so busy and you even forget you are supposed to be having time with him. Busy with what you call ministry, busy with what you call business, busy with what you call family. Of course, everybody will have a family, everybody will get married. But he said, be careful, because you can enter into what you call your rest and forget the Lord.
But I'm persuaded that there is no height in life. I'm persuaded that there is no height in ministry. I'm persuaded that there is no height of grace. No, I'm persuaded. This is my personal conviction. I'm persuaded. I know where God took me from. Sometimes back, my father, Apostle Joshua Selman, told me this. He said, son, never forget where God brought you from. If not, be sure you're going back there. Huh? Never forget. When you are rising in life, take out time and think of where he picked you from. Not because, take out time, consciously think of where he brought you from. He said, the day you forget where he picked you from, you are going back there. It's just a matter of time. He said, be careful when God is lifting you, lest you come to a point where you've forgotten the Lord. You mean so much to me. You mean so much to me. Right now, your admission has not come. See the way you are crying to the Lord. A lot of them are like that in Kefi. Of course, they will come around and say, Apostle, please, when I got this admission, I told the Lord I was coming to love him and be on fire for God. This is my third year. I just realized I made a promise to God. I've not done anything. Really? So you were using the Lord to get the admission? Don't forget, after graduating, you will look for a job. Yeah. No, you will look for a job. You will come and tell him again, Lord, oh yeah, I've come. When you give me a job, I will give you 15%. You say you need 10%. Give me a good job. You will eat 15. And God is saying, who are you deceiving? When I gave you the admission, look at the way you were gallivanting around the school. Never did anything. For many of you, this could be a word for you. You are about going to school now. Yeah, you are about going to school. And you made all kinds of promises. To prove that God is bringing the admission, see the way you pass your WAEC. The admission will soon come. Like one dear lady sent me, she got 6 distinction and 4 credits. And I was so amazed and blessed. Now you will get into school. Be careful lest you enter that school and forget the Lord. Because in every institution, are you aware there are forces that sit by the gate? Ah, if you are not aware, let me tell you. They sit by the gate. You enter born again and leave there a cultist. You enter a virgin and leave there this virgin. 10 abortions. And you're asking myself, is this how I came in here? No, there were forces at the gate waiting for you. You came in with no conviction. Nothing was guiding your life. You step into a company, now you are almost like the general manager. Money is passing left, right, center. You sit there and say, ah, if I sign something, nobody will even know. Of course, nobody will know. But never forget, when God brings you to a level, it's an invitation for something higher. If you are faithful over that level, he takes you higher. You mean so much to me. You mean so much to me. I tell him this almost every week. In fact, almost every day. Lord, my life is going to be entirely yours. I don't care the level you bring me to. I don't care the level you bring me to. I don't want to be so busy. Busy for you and not even sitting with you. I don't want to. I am persuaded that there is no height. I'm persuaded that no level of breakthrough. Sit down and imagine what will happen to you the first day you will see an alert of 10 million naira. It's coming. It will come. No, believe it. It will come. Question, what will happen to you that day? All of a sudden, your pastor will become your mate. You call him a pastor. I think you need to come to my office. There's a title you have to pick. Really? Meanwhile, when you were collecting 15,000, he will look for him trekking. He said, when you get there, when you arrive there, be careful lest you forget the Lord. Ah, that a man can forget the Lord. Even a preacher forget the Lord. I tell you, I listened to a message by Benny Hinn sometimes, but when he said that, I sat down. It was funny, but I had to start thinking about my life. That many preachers have been fired by God. They don't even know they are fired. How will a man employ you to do work for him the day he fires you? You are not aware. So you are so busy that when they drop the sack letter on your table, you didn't even know the letter has been dropped. You are just busy around. I'm sure what will happen to you is that after the month, you expect to see your salary, nothing enters. Lord, when you will bring us to a point where wheelchairs are empty, left, right, center, where the blinds are seeing, cripples are walking, now is our face on every billboard, is a vow we'll still represent you. Believe me, this is something that will happen. I'm not trying to prophesy. It's something that will happen. Surely. 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 You will still be the Joshua we used to know. Yes, sir. When you are the one controlling estate around, you will still be the Joshua we know. You will still walk into this place, maybe a bigger place then, and you are ushering people with every simplicity and humility. You are not even troubled about it. At that point, you are wealthy and so anointed, they can give you a seat, not even the minister's seat, they give you a seat somewhere around here, and you quietly sit down. You are not even disturbed about it. There are people right now, they've not even reached anywhere. To be very honest, the grace they are shouting about, there is nothing serious. When they come for a meeting, you don't acknowledge them and keep them at the front. They carry their Bible and they are going out. And I'm amazed. I went for a program to preach. You were there. They kept us at the back. Guest speaker at the back. When it was time to invite me, say one of our brothers is in our midst here. The brother, God is helping him. Is careless invitation. I sat there with my Bible. I said, yes, I'm the one. God is helping me. Has he not? Who is helping me before? The Lord is the one helping me. At the extreme back. Then the answer, all right, please, when you are in your place of prayer, you can pray for him and ask God to help him. He's coming up. I sat here. I said, I'm the one. He's helping me. He's not helping me. We're there with God. And then they said, all right, so I carried my Bible. I went forward. Humility, collect the microphone and kept my Bible. I said, thank you so much for the privilege. I did what brought me quietly. No offense. And I'm saying this under God. When you are faithful over the little, when you are faithful over the little, this was like 3 years back or 2 years back. I'm sure if they want to bring me again now, maybe the approach would have changed. And I'm serious, even if the approach has not changed, I will still go there and do whatever I'm supposed to do. I will finish, quietly carry my Bible, and then come back home excited in my spirit. I want to go far. Me, I really want to go far, and I have plans to go far. I am persuaded that nothing. If God wake up today and tell me, Jonathan, I call you to do children ministry, youth ministry like this. No elder will come. You will keep preaching to those who are young people who don't even have money to sow as a seed. Just remain here. 10, 20 years. I'm very honest with you. I will do this with every excitement. Someone asked me a question one time. What's your greatest joy? I said, when I see young people transformed. Apart from seeing people saved, when I see young people transform, there are some of you here, of course, when you came here, you know your life was not like this. Within 3 weeks, you look at your life and say, my God, am I the one like this? That's my greatest joy. When I see your life turn 360 degrees in 2 weeks, in 2 months, it's my fulfillment. Because I know one day you will be the one on billboard. One day you will be the one leading crusade. One day you will be the one owning companies. One day you will be the one having family, bringing up apostles and prophets. You will be the one. Yeah, you will be. Forget about your age now. You might just be 21, 25. You might just be 19, but you are the one God is working on. Your generation is yet to see something. God is preparing you for such a time. He's preparing you for such a time as this. One day after he has worked on you, you don't even know God has brought you to a level. He will just look at you one day and say, son, I'm done with you. Stand up. You've been hanging around this level for 2-3 years. It's time to lift you. And one breakthrough bring you to a point where even your friends cannot look at you again. It doesn't take God time. It only takes him yielded people. What is time? God doesn't operate with time. No. He doesn't. You are the one he's looking up to. I can see with the eyes of my spirit. I can see a new church marching, yeah.
I can see they are coming in their thousands. They are coming from afar. They are coming from afar. I can hear with the ease of my spirit. I can hear a sound of a new church marching. Hey, I can see they are coming in their thousands. They are coming from afar. They are coming from afar. I can see they're greater than Moses. I can see a generation stronger than Elijah. I can hear they are coming in their thousands. Ah, you are the one. They are coming from afar. They are coming from afar. Oh, 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 oh. Coming in their thousands. I can see a generation stronger than Elijah, stronger than Peter. I can see they are coming in their thousands. They are coming from afar. They are coming from afar. Oh.
Persuaded in my spirit. I'm persuaded that when you become the billionaire, you will still be addicted to God. You will still be addicted to God. When you become that prophet, you will still be addicted to God. When you become that music minister that is blessing life all around, you will still be addicted to God. So young ancient arise. Young ancient, sing worship. Young ancient, the spirit of the Lord is with you. You are not alone. You are not alone. God is just preparing you for something. He's equipping you for something. He's not done with you yet. He's not done with you yet. Don't give up. Don't cry. He's not done. Yeah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One scripture and we'll pray. Please remain standing. The book of John 21, 15. We're going to pray. Can you lift your hands? God, fill you afresh right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Kolabarateke. Lara Sata. Now listen, listen. We're going to pray this scripture. Watch this. Watch this. So when they had dined, they finished eating. Jesus said to Simon Peter, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than all of these things? Do you love me more than ministry? Do you love me more than a new job? Do you love me more than marriage? Do you love me more than children? Do you love, put anything there? Do you love me more than a new house? You've been trying to pack into a new house. Do you love me more than all of these things? You are trusting God for the prophetic anointing. Do you love me more than the prophetic? Do you love me more than the apostolic grace? So that when you stretch your hand, people are under the anointing. Question. He will give it to you. But do you love me more than that grace you are looking for? I will never be comfortable in heaven without Jesus. I will never be comfortable in heaven without Jesus. If he's not there, I'm not ready to go there. No, heaven is only important because he's there. If not, I choose to remain here. No. He said, do you love me more than this? Then what is it? He said, yeah, Lord, I know. I love you. And then Jesus said, stop shouting. Stop shouting. And this is the life of many of us. Do you love me? He said, Lord, I love you. And God is saying, as a ladder. You love me, but as a ladder. You love me, but as a job giver. You love me, but as a husband provider. You love me, but as a something. Not really because I'm God. 16. He said to him the second time, Simon, forget about the first one you answered. Oh, I know you said you love me, but do you love me more than this? And he said unto him, yeah, Lord, thou knowest that I love you. You know, like we are bragging this night. 17. He said unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me more than this? And he said unto him, at this point, Lord, thou knowest. I have been shouting that I love you. I think for asking me three times, I have been lying. Lord, thou knowest. Thou knowest. And he said unto him, then feed my lambs. Whatever you say about yourself is a lie until you hear what God is saying. I'm telling you. I know you are sincere. No. But you can sincerely be wrong. Yeah, many of us are sincerely wrong. You are wrong in sincerity. You are nice, but it's not niceness. You are charismatic, but that's not it. Then David prayed a prayer. He said, Lord, search my heart and know my ways. Search my heart. Tonight, that's the personal prayer you want to pray. You're going to pray for yourself. I've been shouting, I love you. But as it is now, Lord, maybe not to the degree you are seeing it. Lord, please, search my heart. If you want to cry, I know there is no space. But if you want to lie down, you want to cry, I don't know how you want to do this, but you will be very open to the Lord. Lord, please, I don't want to forget you when you leave me. I don't want to forget you when I become great. Search my heart. Search my heart. Make me love you genuinely and sincerely. Make me love you genuinely and sincerely. Can you lift your voice and cry to the Lord wherever you are? Come on, pray. Whether you are outside, pray. Lord, search my heart. I want to genuinely love you. Come on, are you praying? Hallelujah. We're going to pray one more prayer. Give us the book of Psalm 139, the last two verses. Verse 23. Psalm 139. La raba kate ke siki tiki balada baya da 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 Kozabalada Briate Kobosalada. Psalms 139, verse 23. Kalabarosoba Katia. Ilamanon Zabaresha. Kabalozo Preketikiti Balada Baya. Watch this. Please hold it. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Don't leave me to keep deceiving myself. No, Lord, I surrender tonight. Probe me like a police officer. Lord, search my heart. Try me and know my thoughts. And see if there be any wicked way. This thing called wicked way is an adulteration of your passion for God. Remember Jesus prophesying for a generation that was yet to come. Matthew 24, I believe, verse 12. He said, wickedness will abound and the love of many will wax cold. You see it? So, see wickedness here. And then the man is saying, now I know you need to search my heart. I've been shouting, I love you. But now you have to search my heart. And Romans 5, verse 5. He said, the love of God is shedded abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. One more prayer. Lord, infect me with a love for you. Do you know an infection? What's this? If someone is infected here, you are eagerly waiting for next week miracle service so that hands will be laid on you for healing. Somebody will have to deliver you when you are infected. Do you understand? When you are infected with something, you look for a doctor or you look for help somewhere. If the Lord is the one himself infecting you, who will deliver you? You're going to pray and say, Lord, I am being honest. I know I claim I love you, but I want you to infect me with love for you. Let me love you in such a way that I can never be delivered. Let me love that riches cannot deliver me. Struggles cannot deliver me. Ministry cannot deliver me. Nothing in time can deliver me. Infect me with a passionate love for you. Can you pray if you understand what I'm saying? Come and pray. Lord, infect me with love for you. Infect me with love for you. Infect me with love. La kabarako sopeketala. Shabaraka bala kabriela tada. Rakabaraka baba baba bashataya. La kabaketa pekete. May nothing have the capacity. May nothing have the strength enough to bring me out of this. Rabakabakabakalada Maraya Mama 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 Mama.
Shabaraka balaka prosopele Shombalande preskendalak Yabalaka barasopendesha Baba yalataka Jata da 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 You will walk in wealth, but it will not have the strength to separate you from. No. You will walk in the anointing, but it will not have the strength enough. You will do ministry, but it won't separate you from the Lord. I am persuaded. I am persuaded. Kabaya la teketia. Let everything lose its grip over my life. Let everything lose its relevance. Let the cares of this world grow faintly dim. Let nothing make sense to me but God. But God and Him alone. Ratabaka sitele bakia. Jamba rateke sita banana baratara. There is a place where my heart cried for Lord. There is a place I am yearning for. It is a place where deep calls to the deep. I am overwhelmed by this deep longing, Lord. There is a place where my heart cried for Lord. There is a place, a dimension of love I am yearning for. Oh, it is a place where deep calls to the deep. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. Let me love. Bless the Lord. Take me by the hand to your secret blood. Oh, 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 oh. Shala na no, shala da da ya na, da 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 da. To your secret, bless the Lord. Take me by the hand to your holy place. I wanna see your face and your glory, Lord. Let me know you more than I have loved. For with you, Lord, I can be naked and not ashamed. Lord, search my heart. With you, Lord, I can be open and happy. I have found a friend that I can trust. That is why you will remain my Rabakapalakataya. For with you, Lord, I can be naked. With you, Lord, I can be open and have a. I have found in you a friend that I. But in a great position.
Let the fire from your altar purge my body. Let the fire from your altar purge this flesh of mine. Let the fire from your altar purge this body. Let the fire from your altar touch this body. Lord, let the fire from your altar touch this body, Lord. Let the fire from your altar touch my body. Let the fire from altar touch my body, Lord. Take my heart, take my life, renew it. Elanano shana marata yano alamane.
Can you just lift your hands wherever you are? Lift your hands. Lift your hands wherever you are. Just lift your hands. Except if you are in a worship position, you are still sitting, just stand. Lift your hands.
You came in here tonight, you didn't know what you expect, but you came in with hunger. Lift your hands. You honestly didn't know, help that young man. You honestly didn't know what you expect, but you came in hungry for God. Lift your hands. Ayakataha shata. Lembras kekurapatika leprandika. Elatepos koperieketa. Jampra katekosoto. I see a baptism of love. A baptism of love. A baptism of love. A baptism of love. Lift your hands. Salada bakabarata ketia. At the count of three, all across this building, you came in hungry for something. Lift your hands wherever you are. Kabarasketa, paroshketa, lemambros kaparaketiaka. In the name of Jesus, let there be a baptism of hunger. A baptism of love. You will love God unconditionally. You will love Him beyond explanation. Lift your hands at the count of three. 1, 2. At the count of three, you will shout Jesus. Now, 3, shout Jesus. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Shabaraka palekatia, lemana na 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 shabalatia, shena na na na, dela na na sha, shena na na dela da da da, yala bada de ana na kosa da barate na na ya. I see a fresh fire, a fresh baptism of love for God. Love for God, love for God, love for God. Lift your hands one more time. Lift your hands one more time. Kolabaka shate rataka engraskataya. You've been asking God for the restoration of fire.
There is a dimension of fire you used to have. It's not here again. Lift your hands. You will shout Jesus again. At the count of three, something is coming into your bones. Parateko prasketa. You will literally feel a baptism of fire. One, two, and now three. Shout Jesus. Receive that fire. Receive that fire.
All right, lift your hands and just be still if you can. Lift your hands and just be quiet if you can. Just be quiet. Let me just have the strings, please. Just be quiet wherever you are. Shalom, peace everywhere. Peace everywhere. I want to speak something the Lord is laying in my heart now. It's a baptism for few individuals. Let your hands be lifted. God is bringing few people into a realm of perpetual intimacy. Lift your hands. Don't even shout. And this is what it means. That even in your workplace, you will know that there is somebody working with you. As I say this, the hand of God is finding people out. You will be in a taxi, you will know you are not alone. You will be in a class, you will know you are not alone. You will be in your workplace, you will know you are not alone. It's a dimension of intimacy. It's a dimension of intimacy. I'm seeing a lot of people the Lord is bringing into this. Please help them, help them. The Spirit of God Himself is bringing people into this realm. It's a dimension of consistent intimacy. It will end dryness in your life, Lord. It will end dryness. It will end dryness. It will end dryness. Kalamayena na na ne, solabarane kalano sha, mando shaya lena taro saena, ayatara kalapara shagalana do, imarama. Imarama, Imarama, you're the Lamb upon the throne. Imarama, you're the Lamb upon the throne. Holy fire, holy fire. Holy fire burn upon my altar. Holy fire, holy fire. Holy fire burn upon my altar. Holy fire burn upon my altar. Come within me, Spirit, you take over. Holy fire, burn upon my altar. Kabalate kabashana lete katiyana. Shalana tali ana nodo ana yalado. Please, young man, lift your hand. Oh, please touch him. Help him, help him, help him, help him. In the name of Jesus, Asha, may God usher you into something fresh. You wearing the white there, white native, yes sir, forgotten your name. Yeah, lift your hand, just stand there, lift your hand. All right, the two of you, you're wearing white, just lift your hand. In the name of Jesus, hold your hands together. Let the fire of God usher the two of you into something fresh right now. Take it now in the name of the Lord Jesus. Shakabalatekaya. Aya kabasha. Vabroski balina hetesha. Shaya. Kabalata shaya. Shalamana talede baradoyo. Yalamane na 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 no shaya la badia.
Shalabadadi. Shalabadadi.
The Lord is laying this in my heart that there are people He will take through a season right now. Listen, this season of your life, you will attempt to do other things, but He will be dragging you to study on finance. And it's for a reason. You will attempt to do so many other things. You want to fast, pray in tongues, but He will be directing and pushing you to study on finance. Please yield to the voice of the Spirit. The reason is this: God is shortly, in a very short time, God is going to commit into your hand wealth, wealth, not even money, wealth, 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 wealth. I'm seeing about six people. He's committing wealth, wealth, six people, wealth. And in the name of Jesus, may God Himself champion this season of your life. No matter the attempt by you to alter it, may God champion this season of your life. You are here and your love for God is down. You know it. It's not like the preaching made you realize. You've always known your love for God is down. I pray this night, let there be a quickening. 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 Come alive. Come alive. Come alive. Come alive. Come alive. There are things I want to pray about, but He's asking me to reserve this for next week's miracle service. But I pray one more prayer for everyone. As you live here tonight, as you live here tonight, God will take you into the next phase of your walk with Him. God will take you, and then for many of you, He will point to you what you are supposed to work on. If there is anything that has been limiting you, He will point it to you. And He will usher you into the next phase of your walk with Him. I'm hearing in my spirit, you've dwelled around this level for too long. It's like you've been running around a circle. You are very sincere, but you've been running around a particular circle for too long. And here is the word of the Lord for you. Enough of that level. God is shifting you. God is shifting you. And He will point something to you are supposed to walk upon. Please, never feel you are the one talking to yourself. For many of you, it could just be anger. He will point something to you are supposed to walk on. And I pray in the name of Jesus that may tonight's meeting usher you into a dimension of love for God. May it usher you into a dimension of love for God. May it usher you into a dimension of love for God. Was that where you were sitting? What happened? You shifted. Just like you shifted from where you are to where you are standing now. May God shift your life right now. Right now. Help Him. Help Him. Help Him. Oh, shh. Whatever has been stagnant in your life, whatever, either your spiritual life, your finance, whatever has been stagnant, whatever, tonight I speak as a priest over your life. I enforce motion. I enforce progress. I enforce motion. I enforce progress in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, thank You. You send Your word. Why is He putting this song in my heart? And heal my disease. You are the Lord. You sent Your word and healed my disease. You are the Lord. I You sent Your word and healed my disease. You are
the Lord.
Just be still. The Lord is saying he's healing someone's secret place. Just allow him. Allow him. The Lord is healing someone's secret place. Can you just lift your hands? Your secret place is being healed. It's being healed. It's being healed. It's being healed. There is the deterioration you've been feeling in your secret place. You know you are losing life. It's like you are gassing out. The reason for that song, God is bringing healing to your secret place. He's bringing healing to your secret place. I will sing the song two more times. Just be positioned. And the Lord is touching a few more people before we close. Don't even sing, just be still. And heal our disease, our weaknesses. You are the Lord, our healer. You sent your word, and it heals my disease. You are the Lord. I'm seeing a lady wearing something red, dark red. The hand of God is coming on you and God is ushering you into something. You sent your word and it healed my disease. You are the Lord, my healer. I will sing this song. You know you are not born again, or you feel there is a need for rededicating your life to the Lord. You are a very mature and wise person. Please, wherever you are, I want you to just walk to the front. Don't be cajoled. Let nobody force you. You are a smart person. The Lord is talking to your heart. Please come.
We hope you've been blessed by this message. Keep walking in grace. For additional information, follow us on our Facebook page, www.facebook.com/FWEIAJS, or you could visit us on our Telegram page, Family Worship Experience International. You could contact us on 0817-401-2939.